point, I wish that it would just take the house. I'm exhausted. I'm overwhelmed. I don't see an end to it. It's just nonstop.
Our backyard is destroyed. Our pool is gone. Our fence is gone. Just everything's destroyed.
I've lived here my whole life, you know, basically, and I've never seen anything like it, ever. And I'm going to be 40, so it's been a long time.
The emotions just are raw. It's just total devastation.
This is probably one of the worst floods that we've had so far.
All right, we're talking about the water coming down in buckets, sheets, if you will, in New York. Hey, everybody. Mother Nature, she's topping all this hour of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Yep, so they've got the galoshes on, the raincoats, and they are not happy. It's really tough to deal with the water constantly pouring down on top of you. But boy, in the Southwest, they wish that was the case. So it's a tale of two different parts of the country battling different things. In the East, they're worried about the water, and you've got water flooding basements and that kind of stuff, and there seems to be no let up, although Monday's supposed to be a much clearer day indeed. But over the weekend, it was pretty rough, just the puddles that gathered, and that's what happens when it comes down in sheets like that. Meanwhile, as I said, in the Southwest, they would kill to have Mother Nature dump that kind of weather on them. 19 firefighters. This has to be one of the saddest stories that I can remember in recent times, other than West Texas and the first responders dying as they tried to put out that fire in the plant and ultimately exploded. And the rest is history. Too many firefighters, first responders lost their lives. Here, 19 died, and they were the hotshot variety. So they knew what they were doing, and they were underneath one of those tents, and unfortunately, they were trapped. That seems to be what the story is. So 19 of them killed, most of them with the Prescott Fire Department just completely decimated. It is so hot in Arizona at this Yarnell Hill fire that they're fighting, where you've got hundreds of firefighters on the ground. The shoes, they say the shoes are just melting off of people. It's that hot. That hot. So this hotshot crew was actually digging a fire line, and they were trying to get an escape route. And when you dig a fire line, you're trying to make the best escape route you can. You have the safety zone set up, and the safety zone probably wasn't big enough, and that is what most likely overtook them. The fire is over 1,000 acres. There's been damage to several homes, and they evacuated most of the people. But it's really the firefighters that we all mourn now at this point, because this has been the devastation of this one. You know, when you look at the numbers and you try to reason, think of how many fires we've had and how many men fighting the fires, or women for that matter, have been killed. 43 fatalities so far in 2013. But then you compare that to all of last year, 83. Oof. Even on Facebook, they've got a page for the Arizona firefighters and for that family, for the town of Prescott. It is devastating, because there's your fire crews, and of course you feel for the families and you can't believe it. And then you come to realize the reality is, we got to replace these people, and we're dealing with this grief, and we've got to bury them, and we've got to help the families. And at the same time, we also have to replenish the troops, if you will. We've got to be able to have these fire companies come back, because you've got an area to protect. And it's just very, very sad. The Facebook page, though, it's good, because you've got relatives that are talking about the people that were fighting the fire, telling little stories about them. And this is one case where I would say social media is doing a good job, because of the fact that they're not faceless people. They have names, they have stories about what it meant to fight fires to them, why they joined, why they were part of a Hot Shots crew, you know, that whole thing. And so bravo to the people who put that up, to be sure. All right, other things happening around the world and closer to home. There's still massive reaction to Ed Snowden, and that's because this is the story that's just not going to go away. And it's not going to go away because number one, at this point, he is trapped in nowhere man land, which would be the Moscow airport. He's not going to Ecuador. The Ecuadorian president has ixnayed that for now. So he's still grounded. He's grounded, and Vladimir Putin is stuck with the move, and I think he doesn't want to make the move. So we have the president in Africa not demanding anything of Putin, and then we have Putin who is not trying to make any moves whatsoever after really taking a couple of swings at the U.S., and then you have this whistleblower who's stuck and who apparently has leaked more of what he had to maybe Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, and they say the information is protected and they're going to release it. So you know the NSA is hot to get him home, and you know that anybody else in the government having anything to do with intelligence is infuriated by what's happened here because, let's face it, they were caught once again with their pants down, so to speak, because they've got lots of contractors, 500 contractors, and they had the contractors working on the information where they had classified their hands on classified documents. So I would say that that's the fault of the person in charge for letting it get to that point in the first place. However, if it weren't for Snowden's leak, would we know how much the government is snooping through our personal lives, whether it's culling our phone numbers or going through the internet to see what's happening with the internet? And as you know, last week I read several things that were red flags, words like pocketbook that were red flags for the NSA to actually go after your emails. So some of the words were crazy and made no sense. And more importantly, it made you really realize how much money is being, I think, wasted by not having a targeted objective, unless there's some big piece of this puzzle that we absolutely have no idea that's going on behind the scenes. And at this point, it's rendered useless. The European allies, who might be a little bit miffed at what's happening with the spying, like we're spying on the Germans, they had to have known some of this was happening. They had to have known this. So the latest leak, Ed Snowden fed a series of sensitive documents to the media, right? And the German people won't say how they obtained the information, Julian Assange, but they did find out that, yes, in fact, we were going through emails and whatnot of German people, at least that's the allegation anyway. So what does that do to our relationship with the Germans? What does that do to our relationship with other European allies? So we keep hearing the NSA does not conduct espionage, that the United States does not conduct espionage, and that we have the Fourth Amendment right to privacy. But what about internationally? Internationally, it's not looking good, especially when it comes to Germany, Russia, and China. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have drawn strength from the example of this extraordinary leader and the nation that he shaped. Nelson Mandela showed us that one man's courage can move the world. He calls on us to make choices that reflect not our fears, but our hopes.
Of so many, when you think of the 27 years in prison and what he did to fight apartheid and then becoming South African president, the first black South African president. President Obama, I thought originally that he had gotten a chance to see Nelson Mandela. It looked like it was on the agenda, but they changed that on the trip to South Africa. But he did pay tribute to him. He called him a hero. A hero to the world, and he met with the Mandela family, I guess as consideration to them because he's in critical condition and dying in the hospital. So the struggle for freedom is legendary, and what he went through is absolutely incredible and really a tribute to the human spirit, and how he was able to weather that is just mind-boggling, really. But how he was able to come out of it and still have dignity and be able to help people and show that you can have respect for people of all types. I truly believe he is a peacemaker and an incredible, incredible human being. And once Mandela passes, this will be just a huge outpouring of love, I think, for him. And you'll have people from all walks of life come to whatever service they have for Nelson Mandela. I'm certain that besides, you know, the world leaders, there'll be other people whose lives he touched, ordinary people, and then some extraordinary people and whatnot. So the president spent 25 minutes with the Mandela family, and you know, got the reports on how he was doing and all that kind of stuff, but they didn't want to be interlopers on what's happening now, I guess, at the hospital. It's just to get reports on Mandela, who's in his mid-90s, and it looked like he had turned a corner and had a chance at bouncing back, but apparently not. He's taken another turn for the worst. All right, sometimes we do this thing about here on the show about history, and I'm going to start to revitalize that again because, you know, that whole thing about history, if we don't pay attention to history, we're bound to repeat ourselves. And there are some interesting things when we look back on the day because today is July 1st. It's the 182nd day of 2013. Boy, that sounds like the year's almost over. It is, because we're at the halfway point. There are 183 days left in the year. Woohoo! It is Canada Day, so happy Canada Day to all our friends in Canada. I know there are many of you listening to America Tonight, actually. If we go back in our books, we find out that in 1863, of course, the three-day Civil War Battle of Gettysburg resulted in a Union win. That began in Pennsylvania. Too many people died. One of the bloodiest conflicts in our history, and we were Americans going up against Americans. It's mind-boggling when you read in-depth stories about the Civil War. In 1862, President Abraham Lincoln signed the first Pacific Railroad Act. In 1867, Canada became a self-governing dominion, if you will, of Great Britain as the British North American Act actually kicked in. So how about that? If we go to 1903, the first ever Tour de France started. It actually ended on July 19th. The winner was Maurice Guérin. Now the Tour de France is going on, and it's had its difficulties. And, of course, the big black eye, Lance Armstrong, and then all the doping of other cyclists and the conversations about doping. But they actually had early doping way back then, and some people were killed because of the things that they tried to do and how they ever, the beginning stages of it, how anyone ever even survived it, I have no idea. It's one of the most interesting things to read, I think, is the beginnings of that Tour de France. If we go to 1912, there was a famous aviator named Harriet Quimby who was killed along with her passenger, William Willard, when they were thrown out of her monoplane at a third annual Boston Aviation Meet. Because you remember, that was back in the day when everybody was trying to figure out what they could do with planes and testing the limits of planes. And unfortunately, this didn't turn out well for either one of them. In 1946, the United States exploded an atom bomb near Bikini Atoll in the Pacific. Remember, these were the tests that they were running. In 1963, the U.S. Post Office inaugurated its five-digit zip codes. That happened in 63. How about that? I didn't know that. In 1973, this will be something that will make some of you scratch your head over when you think about it, but the Drug Enforcement Administration was actually started then. If we go to 1993, this is a sad story. A gunman opened fire in a San Francisco law office, killing 8 people and wounding 6 others before killing himself. It's very famous for a very big reason. I'm not going to give you the details on that. I'm going to let you think about that for a second. Think movie. Think well-known people. In 2004, Marlon Brando died in Los Angeles. He was 80 years old. A big deal was made about Brando because of some of the roles that he played. Remember him on the waterfront? If you go back to that movie or The Godfather, he was Vito Corleone, and he made that role, was a famous role for him. And of course, The Godfather was a very big, big, big movie. Digging back into history not too long ago in our history, to give you a sense of how time flies, 10 years ago, this happened 10 years ago, Bishop Sean O'Malley was named by Pope Paul II as the new Archbishop of Boston, and he succeeded Cardinal Bernard Law, who resigned because of the sex abuse scandal. That's when all that was really starting to explode and people were being exposed. 5 years ago, ex-con Nick Shelley, suspected in 8 murders in two states, was arrested outside of a bar in Granite City, Illinois. Then, going back to what happened 10 years ago, the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Denver, and this is now, you know, just 5 years ago, agreed to pay $5.5 million to settle 18 more claims by people who said they'd been sexually abused by priests when they were kids. That's awful. The Catholic Church still trying to make amends and do what they can for that. Just a year ago, just 1 year ago, Spain won its third straight major soccer title, beating Italy 4-0 or 4-0 in the European Championship final in the Ukraine. And Tiger Woods won the AT&T National at Congressional in Bethesda, Maryland, for the 74th win of his career. And some say the Tiger is now back in the saddle, if you will, and still has a shot at the record books to overtake the wins of Jack Nicklaus and others as he starts to move up that list as far as majors and whatnot are concerned. And I'd say he still has a lot of golf left in him. For birthdays, a couple of interesting birthdays to throw at you. And this is when you know you're getting old, when you start to look at some of the younger actors and you remember when they were like children. Like Liv Tyler is 36 years old. How did that happen? Whew. Carl Lewis, Olympic gold medal track star. You know how old he is? 52 years old. I'm not lying. How about this? Movie producer Michael Pressman, rather, is 63 years old. Or even bigger, Deborah Harry. You know who she is. Rock singer, 68 years old. And if we went to the top of my list, we could, for example, pick out, she used to be in a lot of scary movies. Karen Black is 74 years old. And then actor-comedian Dan Aykroyd, 61. Blues Brothers, Saturday Night Live, 61 years old. Youngest on my list, actors Andrew and Steve Cavarno are 21 years old. How about that? I'm going to leave you with this one. I love this quote. The more we learn, the more we realize how little we know.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX
or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Overnight Highway anytime. We got space, baby. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. It's interesting trying to figure out Ed Snowden and where he ultimately falls in history. You got to feel for his family. His father has to be scared to death for his son, because what father wants to see their kid, first of all, be the object of a manhunt, a national debate of your son's a jerk, your son's a loser, or he's a hero, he's awesome, you know, that kind of stuff. And also, whether flat out, if he's going to ever see him again where he's not in a court somewhere and he's not getting thrown behind bars. And the answer to that is just one big fat question mark. And Moscow really holds part of the key to this, what they ultimately decide they're going to do. Because he's there, whether Putin wants to admit it or not. He can be in transit, whatever he says he is. He's in the airport in his country. He has to deal with it. And we're not pressuring him. Obama's in Africa. He's not even really addressing it full force. He's not saying, listen, Putin, forget it. I'm putting my foot down. We have helped you. You got to help us. We want this guy. Let him come back. And then let's let him go on trial. But there's no way the president pressures him, and he has no bargaining chip in this. So what happens? Is this going to be like the hostage watch thing? Day 50 of Edward Snowden staying in transit at the Moscow airport. All right, without further ado, many of you had things to say about that and other things as well that are creating a lot of buzz, like Dean, as I mentioned before, Paula Dean with the N-word and what should be happening to her, and also some other odds and ends, too, like James Gandolfini, as he had a funeral. They had a funeral for him last week. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. This one from Johnny G. Johnny G. That sounds like a mob name. Johnny G. says, yo, Kate Delaney, I swear. He says, yo, in the note. Yo, Kate Delaney, I heard you gushing about The Sopranos, the fact that you got hooked into it and watched it for the entire time. Seems odd, doesn't it, that James Gandolfini is dead? Of course, we're all human. He was not in good shape, 51 years old. He has a heart attack. The sad part about that is that his son was with him. He's 13 years old, and he loses a father. Plus, he had a young baby girl. That is really, really depressing. It was a who's who at the funeral, as you said. I flipped on the tube and saw Lorraine Bracco and Michael Imperioli and a few others as well, Steve Buscemi and whatnot. So all the people from the show certainly were there, and there were others as well. RIP James Gandolfini. You know, the brutal thing is, too, so he has the heart attack. He's vacationing last week with his son in Italy, and it was that way. It was St. John's, I want to say, in Manhattan is where they had the funeral, and so there were all kinds of people that came out for it, Juliana Margulies and Alec Baldwin and, you know, name some actors. Also the Jersey governor, Chris Christie, was there, and, of course, because he worked with a lot of different people. But what's really a bummer is they were talking about doing a movie of The Sopranos, so sort of picking it up where it left off, and now how can you do that without the main character? All right, I'll do one more for Gandolfini, and this one's from Paulie. How appropriate is that? I have to say, I was so sad to hear the news of James Gandolfini. I guess because he played the mob character and the actor played Tony Soprano, it kind of made you think he was invincible, and somehow sometimes we blur the lines between reality and shows that get us hooked in like heroin. I was a big fan. I really liked this show, and it's funny because normally I don't really like violent things, but this one was good, and it was because of Gandolfini. It seems as though The Sopranos should never, ever, ever be redone in any other direction, because you couldn't move on without Gandolfini as Tony Soprano. I will forever cherish the DVDs that I purchased, got dust on, and shoved under my bed, and have now pulled out. You know, it's funny, I watched the last episode of The Sopranos the other day, just to kind of remember what happened there, because it stopped. The show was done in 2007. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but that's, of course, how time flies for so many of us. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Wesley, who says, wow, I have some advice for Paula Dean. When in doubt, lie, lie, lie. The biggest problem Ms. Dean has is that she told the truth, and she thought she would be absolved of what she said in the past. But this was a deposition, and somebody's going after her in her organization, saying that she uses the word a lot and was abusive and all kinds of stuff. So this is the reason how she was questioned in the first place. It's too bad, because I think she is being scapegoated here, but it's too late. Once she admitted it, it's out there, it's done. Her battleship, as you would say, is sunk, at least for a little while. Okay, just in case you hadn't heard the story, the queen of Southern cooking, about 2 weeks ago in a depo, in a discrimination lawsuit, he's right about that, when it was released that she admitted using the N-word in the past, and that was it. Dean says she doesn't tolerate prejudice. She talked about that a couple of different times. But the apologies have not stamped out the controversy. Think Southern, think cooking, think the business of cooking. She's a major, major brand. Major. She was dumped by the Food Network, dumped by QVC, dumped by almost everyone that had her under some kind of contract with an endorsement or whatnot. I think her restaurant is still going to be popular as all get out. Her books, her cookbooks are selling. And like Ryan McCormick, the PR expert that we had on the show from New York, I think she bounces back, too. I think it may take a year, But I think she bounces back after this. She was being extremely honest. So when you say lie, 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 I mean, there's the example. She could have said, I don't remember saying that, or whatever she could possibly make up. But she did remember saying it. She did remember it was part of the culture, even though she didn't use it a lot. And in fact, said once she was being held, you know, there was a gun being held at her head when she was working in a bank. But nobody's hearing any of that. They're only hearing that she used the N-word, and it's not a tolerated word. So she's definitely suffering the consequences of what she said in the what seemed to be a deposition that would be not thinking that that would get out anywhere, I suppose, and then was just completely surprised by what happened. All right, let's go to this one. This is Alex listening to us in Mississippi, and Alex says, hey, Kate Delaney, I like the show. Thumbs up in every direction. I think Snowden is a hero, but I think he, as you say, is going to be stuck in between the pages of history. He shouldn't be. But he will be forgotten if this continues to go down the road that it's going. He is not going to be a Pentagon Papers Daniel Ellsberg kind of guy. He's going to be the opposite of that. He's going to end up like Bradley Manning, young, frustrated, and put in prison. Yeah, young and frustrated. That's a bad combination. I just wonder when people, when he pulled the trigger on it, he says, I needed the American people to know. Did he realize what the backlash would be? And if he paid attention to other whistleblowers, I guess he would know there would certainly be backlash, especially when you're talking about government secrets. Yeah, government secrets, there's no way. They're going to nail you for everything they can possibly nail you for. This one from Dee Dee. Dee Dee says, Kate, I just started listening to you and have really enjoyed the offerings, I have to say. I'm listening to you in Arcadia, Florida, and good luck. I hope it continues to just grow and grow and grow. Here in Florida, we're talking a lot about Trayvon Martin's case, George Zimmerman, of course, on trial for murdering Martin. And it's really interesting because already we've had some crazy, dramatic, silly things that have gone on in court. Zimmerman faces second-degree murder for killing Martin in 2012, I think they're going to find him guilty. What do you think? Well, you know, they're trying to, the portrait that they're painting, the defense is trying to say that he was coming back from, you know, he was driving around the neighborhood and he saw something happening and he was trying to act. And what happened was that a fight broke out and he had to stand his ground, and to stand his ground and defend himself, that's ultimately what happened. He shot Trayvon Martin, and it was completely in self-defense. It was because of being attacked that he had to act. I think that you've got six women on the jury. I think this is a flip a coin. Right now, I wouldn't even want to speculate. I mean, right now I would say the defense is trying to do everything it can to paint a picture of a guy who was backed into a corner. But when the prosecution comes out swinging, they're going to paint the opposite of that. And so who's the jury going to believe in all of this? And I think, you know, we're in for a lot longer trial than most people would think. All right, it's By the Numbers, and we're doing it next.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
A crazy story, but I guess, you know, tit for tat, that's how a lot of people roll, not surprisingly. A group of atheists unveiled a monument to non-belief, you know, where they unveiled it, right next to a granite slab that has the Ten Commandments in front of the Bradford County Courthouse in Florida, no less, a place called Stark, Florida. So there were some protesters that blasted the whole idea. And they had signs that said, honk for Jesus, as the atheists celebrated what they believe to be. And I try to find this out, and I think they're right. The first atheist monument allowed on government property in the United States. Isn't that interesting? American atheists sued to try to have the stone slab with the Ten Commandments taken away from the courthouse in this very conservative North Florida town. The which, by the way, is a town that's actually pretty well known because they can find death row inmates. And they were allowed to erect an atheist monument. About 200 people, there's your number, attended the unveiling. Most were pretty supportive. There were, like I said, a couple of people with signs screaming and yelling and that kind of stuff. But there were people that were there backing up the monument, too. It's such a strange thing. A cover was taken off the granite bench. It's 1,500 pounds. That's how much it weighs, of course, granite. And people rushed to get their pictures taken with it. They wanted to have pictures of it. So now you've got the Ten Commandments and the atheist monument in the same spot next to each other. It's a very strange thing. This is radio, but picture, if you will, this beautiful black monument with all the commandments on it. Picture, if you will, another beautiful, smaller monument that says the government of the United States of America is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion. That's what it says. Oh, my, oh, my. I have a feeling we have not heard the last of this. I'm just saying, I don't think so. Here's a sad, sad story for you, and it sadly fits into We Can Count. The firefighters were incredibly brave. In fact, if you know anything about fighting fires, this was a group of guys called the Hot Shots, and the Hot Shots were battling this Arizona fire, and they were actually underneath kind of these safety things that they have, and 19 were killed when they were found trying to escape the flames. I mean, they're sadly, they're charred remains, and we're talking about the Yarnell Hill fire in Arizona. That's just terrible. It's so hot, and it's so hot, in fact, they're talking about how many more firefighters they may have to bring in just to put this out. The fire now has hit 1,000 acres. It's damaged a bunch of homes, but the most important thing is that 19 firemen were killed. Most were from Prescott, Arizona, from the same unit. It's very rough on those families. You got to feel for them. Yes, you know, when you fight fires, it can be deadly, but you're just not thinking that here's this fire that we're surrounding it. We've got people on top of it. You're just not thinking that that's going to happen. No way. I mean, just no way. All right, speaking of the heat, Death Valley is just ground zero for this. I mean, it's like boiling. Temperatures have hit 128 degrees this past weekend. That's, of course, the highest temperature in the United States recorded by the National Weather Service. 128. Man. So, even stranger than that, saying how ridiculously high that is, Death Valley resident Mike Wood says he's used to the heat, but his running shoes started to melt when he was trying to run. That's how hot. That's boiling. If your shoes are melting, that's like walking near a volcano that's erupting. That's an incredible, incredible heat. They found an older man inside of his home in Las Vegas. He didn't have air conditioning. He died of cardiac arrest. They say the heat might have contributed to his death. And they're always worried about that when the temperatures hit crazy, crazy, crazy numbers. And 128, I think, is pretty brutal. In fact, U.S. Airways had to cancel 18 flights on Saturday because of the heat. The planes, they were worried about the temperatures for takeoff. In fact, I don't know if you all know this, but planes are certified for takeoff up to 118 degrees. But if the temperature creeps up higher than that, they cannot take off. So you had the National Weather Service issuing excessive heat warnings for California, Nevada, Arizona, and a heat advisory for other parts of Nevada as well. Like I said, think of the sentence when someone tells you shoes are melting, it's hot. If your shoes are melting, there's some definite, definite trouble there. I mean, there's no question. Cirque de Soleil talked about this previously. I went to see Ka, and it was amazing. It was mind-blowing. It was. I don't even know how to describe it, except for it is the best show I've ever seen, combining all kinds of feats that you can't even imagine doing. And the show's been around for 30 years, the different Cirque du Soleil shows. And this is the first time they've actually had someone die. A performer, 31-year-old Sarah Guillard, was pronounced dead just before midnight on Saturday. They are not listing the cause of death at this point. It was an accident that happened during the show's finale. And unfortunately, during a scene, performers are suspended up to 50 feet in the air on lines controlled by wireless remote controls. And she was hoisted up the side of the stage and then just fell down. so the other performers that were around her saw that, and they had to have known there's just no way she survives that. She'd done it for 20 years. She had a couple of kids, and it's incredibly sad. They canceled the show indefinitely until they figure all of that out, but it's it is wild to go and see what they can do, and then to hear about this accident is terribly, terribly tragic, and especially, too, because in this case, you're talking about young kids, so she was a performer, but she also had children at home. All right, how about this one? Here's a number for you. The Supreme Court, of course, with massive decisions that came down last week, do they get any more controversial than the ones that were handed down, especially when it came to same-sex marriage at the end? So the high court let same-sex marriages in California continue, so now a lot of people are running around filing for marriage licenses and that kind of stuff. Besides that, you had the Voting Rights Act, you had affirmative action, you had, as I said, DOMA and Prop 8 mixed into the middle of this, too. And with the Supreme Court decision, it's interesting because the Supreme Court on Sunday refused to stop California from issuing same-sex marriage licenses because they turned aside an emergency request from supporters of Prop 8, the voter-approved measure that was dismissed by the justices on jurisdictional grounds. So they're not going to, of course, they're not going to do that. Justice Anthony Kennedy refused to vacate a stay of a decision Friday. He told the Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco, which lifted a previous injunction on the ability of gays and lesbians to legally wed. So bottom line is, boom, the doors have been kicked open. They're not going to be challenged. The same-sex ceremonies have already begun. There is no judicial black cloud hanging over for the people who wanted to have this happen, so they move forward. And there are other things that are going to move forward, too. The federal government, now with the same-sex couples marrying, the same federal benefits that apply for heterosexual couples will now be allowed when it comes to same-sex couples. So there are a lot of things that actually will start to happen here in the next couple of weeks, I would assume, because people will be filing for those benefits and whatnot.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.